You're now listening to Black Press Radio, the nation's first online black radio station. Real, raw, unedited. It's a Palm Beach party. I got my man Buck DeZino in the house. Yeah, Sakay, where you at? Hey, yo, Wagini, how far? Ronke, DJ, break it down like this. In the club, in the joint, what? Know the form, just make it hot. Why you come, if you know who rock, make you stand up, hit a dance floor. Hi, this is LaJill Hunt, author of Shoulda, Woulda, Coulda. Check out my interview at Black Press Radio.
Wala ibi dambanza knees and don't pop orela shake yari. I like the way you shake the thing wala na amigo Marian. Kai, I see so many beautiful chicks on the dance floor. I see some chick that like I never seen before. Another bad crack that's got to dancing. I keep delivering 8-7 hits, got you wondering how I keep doing what I'm doing. Everybody's thinking what next I'll be dropping. Don't just stand and get your groove on every dancing. We gotta get naughty and daddy, don't be frontin'. Back to the party and back to the song. Everybody get a dance for the hear the song. No more talking less, of course, yeah, it's booty talk. Fellas, just grab you a partner and set it up. So get down, yeah. Dance ya, yeah. Lose your mind, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Shake the wine, yeah. Break your back, yeah. Make it dance like, yeah. On fire. Let me see you work it like you're gonna break it. Turn around and shake it. Don't hold back, just move it. Don't think about it, do it. Bring it close, let me touch it. You know the guys love it. The way you shake it. DJ play the music, make me party. You know how make it shy your flow, you chip your body. Mutakarawayani, I move your body. If you know go dance, come on, come party.
Shout out your girl. Shit. Okay,
you're now listening to Black Press Radio, the nation's first online black radio station. Real, raw, unedited.
Alright. It all began like the other day you came. See how the things you had to release all the pain. Your whole face smile got me all crying. Girl, you came back, my life was all trying. I can't just deny this. Look at how you're doing. Oh God, your face make me whole by the moment. God knows how you made me smile, girl. God knows how you made me cry when you lied, girl. So we so good.
One, two, dreams come true. Here I come, baby, looking out for you. Three, four, knock on your door. Baby, you're the woman I'm crazy for. Five, six, pick you at six. It's about time we stop playing those tricks. Seven, eight, won't be late. We'll be going out on a special date.
I'm lonely,
waiting for your love to set me free.
If you want me,
baby, I'll be your king, you'll be my queen.
Together,
I know we can reach out for the star. Come into my love boat, so we can set it sailing.
Feeling like Mobb Deep cause it got me shook. You should be labeled a crook the way my heart you took. With your feminine desires, I'm feeling a rush every time my lips touch.
Hi, this is Clarence Coggins, author of Danielle, the Girl from New York series. Auntie, I Don't Want You to Get Married. We're live on Black Press Radio.
Naturally, I should do this in my mother tongue. But I guess I want to communicate to as many people as possible. Hey, yo, Ella Joe, you with me on this?
For real, though, man. Feel the beat right now. Come on.
I remember running around without underwear. We didn't care playing us, but with my peers, we used to run around in the rain naked. You can't imagine all the fun that we had back then. We was leaving then, cause the air was unpolluted then. We didn't have to treat the water that we drank then. We had no curls and movement was very slow, but at least we didn't have to worry about our ozone. And got no, even with no shoes and clothes, that we managed to survive in the heat or the cold. We had no doctors, but we plucked the farmlands. And before the use of money, man, we had trade and barter. Civilization came and changed all that. Even the Bible says the root of all evil is cash. You can say that almost all the problems we have are results of no cash or maybe too much cash. Today the world worships cash and there's too much crime. The rich steal more than the poorest times. In Africa, we had our own rules and regulations. We never needed politics and bloody constitutions. We had our own ways of life and our own religion. We had problems and troubles, but we found solutions. Those were the days, the good old days. I reminisce in my dreams, yeah. Old Africa. I miss those things.
Hi, it's DC Libraries, and you're listening to the Black Press Africa Project.
You're now listening to Black Press Radio, the nation's first online black radio station. Real, raw, unedited.
So the reason why I say Fulehibaru is that I got my conscience by my side, got peace of mind inside Fulehibaru. So the reason why I say Fulehibaru is who got us best, no man can turn.
Check it.
Good morning. For BlackPressMagazine.com, I'm DC Livers. Today we are continuing our series on our Black Press Africa project. We've been following African music, we've been following the African elections in Nigeria, as well as many other things. And today I am so excited to be joined internationally with Zidone Paparella. That's right. You've been listening to his music, Old Africa, on our podcast, and you've been loving it. You've also been listening to Paul Play. He's in our top five. So Zidone and Paul Play are in the same place. They're in Lagos, Nigeria. Zidone, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, DC.
Listen, I know we have a huge time difference, about a six-hour difference between the two of us, so, you know, I'm not sure what time it is there for you, but listen, I know you're really busy, and I won't take a lot of your time, but I want to talk about your music. You've been doing really, really well. In fact, our whole African project, the Black Press African project, has been doing really well. A lot of African Americans have been enjoying listening to your music and following what you guys have going on. What's it like for you to be in Lagos knowing that people in the U.S. are rocking to your music?
Yes, I must say thanks to you and the entire staff of Black Press International, because you guys made it possible. You know, you guys are like the link between us and the world. You know, you're like the eye, you know, our eye to the people. You know, people see us through you. You know, so part of the kudos has got to go to you, you know. And also, I feel good, you know, because for every artist, you know, whether you are in the steel arts or in the performing arts, you know, your priority is to, you know, do something, you know, nice that, you know, could get across to the people, you know, as far as possible. You know, so I feel very excited. I'm delighted that, you know, people from, you know, very far away, you know, United States actually, you know, are loving what, you know, we're doing, you know, from Nigeria here, you know, considering, you know, so the kind of impression that people have about us or have had over the years that we could actually do something they could like and appreciate, you know, it's a wonderful thing. And I feel really good about it.
Yeah, that's the rap. I remain
here.
This is a big thank you to everybody that made this project successful.
What's up, people? This is International Music Bachelor's Zidone Paparella. Check out my interview at Black Press Radio.
See no one but you, you are the girl of my dream.
Now you be the girl, yo.
I can't explain the way that I am feeling deep inside. Oh, can't you see the glint is sweet?
Now you be the girl, yo.
I take one look at you, only one look at you when I see the girl of my dream.
Now you be the girl, yo.
Now would you be my one and only? Won't
you just for me.
Girl, you go break my heart in two. If you tell me so, you don't want me, cause I'm so in love with you. Can't you see my heart and soul wants you? Now I want to say I don't been there till I meet you. Anywhere you run to, I must follow. I don't get no other choice but to carry go. Cause deep down in my heart, girl, you want him affair. The way me use it feel now, they make me the fear.
Hey, whoa, I never go. Listen to the voice of the man with uncle love. For your love, I would do anything, my girl. Promise you to poor girl, I put in a yard. Hey, whoa. Listen to the voice of the man with uncle love. For your love, I would do anything, my girl. Promise you to poor girl, I put in a yard.
Now you get it, girl, yo.
Every time I look around, I see no one but you. You are the girl of my dream.
Now you get it, girl, yo.
I can't explain it.
Yeah, what's good, yo? My name is Raheem. Represent Grandmaster Flash, Furious 5, Black Press Radio. And what y'all know about that? Keeping the street informed. Tune in.
For Black Press Radio, I'm DC Livers, and I'm so excited to just kick off what we should always be doing, which is Black Author Week. Authors in general are such an amazing thing to me because I once tried to write a book. Lord have mercy, you got to give your characters birthdays, you got to know their zodiacs. Oh, it was just so much. And then there are some other people who write like educational books or research books. However they finish, to me, there should be a parade. So this week we're going to celebrate authors, and I'm excited to kick it off with an author. He's going to tell you his name and the book that he's doing and has done and the series and everything about it. But I really want you to pay close attention to what he's doing, because it's an area that I think more authors should get into. So, welcome to the show, Clarence.
Hi, I'm Clarence Coggin. I'm the author of Auntie, I Don't Want You to Get Married. Danielle, the Girl from New York. That's part of a series.
Wow. What made you start writing a book about kids? I think a lot of authors overlook the importance of children's books. So how did you get started in that, and what was your motivation?
Well, my motivation at the time was sharing with the world a wonderful story that I had experienced when I was in Georgetown, Guyana. I'm a Black American born in Jersey City, but I had traveled down to Georgetown in the 90s, and a wonderful event occurred. It happened to include a child, and I thought that it was a wonderful opportunity to share a wonderful event with.
Well, without telling, you know, all the parts of the book, can you share a little bit about it, about what happened that inspired you?
Oh, absolutely. Basically, I went down to Guyana, South America for business, and there was a wedding which was going on, and this young girl didn't want her niece to get married. And the beauty of this tale is that you find out you go on the emotional journey with the young child and her aunt as they find out the meaning of familial love.
I think it's super cool when people have books that help kids understand emotion, because, you know, even before COVID, I think kids had issues, but now kids are just going through so much, and there have been people getting married during COVID, so this is super cool. Where can we find the book?
The book can actually be found on Amazon, or you could go to our website, DanielleGFNY.com. That's DanielleGFNY.com. Or you can even call me, 973-943-4073. Auntie, I Don't Want to Get Married is a wonderful COVID book because it's a timeless book.
Yeah, classic. So it's part of a series. Have you written the other parts of the series?
I'm glad you asked me that. Yes, we have actually started on the second book in the series called Six Magic Cans of Happiness. And it is available on Amazon for pre-order. It should be released between January and February. And we're really excited about it. We've already done a webtoon version of our original book, which you can find at DanielleGFMY.com. And we're looking at doing a couple of animated movies and videos about the process, too.
I love that, the interactivity of it and making it something else. Will there also be, like, I know some books become like coloring books or activity books. Do you anticipate things like that? I actually seen one book too that actually had a kid play in Broadway. It was called Pinkalicious, and it, you know, she spun off to Purplelicious, Goldilicious, and all that. But Pinkalicious actually made it to the Children's Theater in New York City. Do you have plans of turning this into kids theater?
Actually, kid theater is a wonderful suggestion. Someone did say when I said I was going to make a coloring book version, I should make an app for the iPad where the book is, because a lot of children are using iPads now. And I would like to just backtrack for 1 second, because one of the things that I'm actually doing is I'm actually going through the process of reviewing a lot of Black children's books. And I'm finding that there are a whole host of books out there. And what I'm doing is I'm going through reading them, reviewing them, so that other parents and people can find out how much is in this genre and available for people of color, dealing with diversity, dealing with COVID. This story was actually written and occurred in the 1990s. But it wasn't until the season of COVID came in that it actually provided me with the motivation and inspiration to restart and actually finish the project. The technology between the 90s.
Congratulations on finishing.
Thank you.
That is a long delay. That's a lot of writing right there. That's 20 years.
The book was actually completed. Illustrations were actually drawn. It was just that it was lost. And so this was really a question of a rewrite. And then basically getting the illustrations done, we subcontracted a lot of the illustrations out throughout the world so that people participate. This is truly a multinational, multi-ethnic project that is centered on Black people.
Wow. You know what I think is super cool? So I have a buddy of mine, he's a kid's author. His name is Jerry Kraft, and he's great. What I really love about Jerry is he partners with Scholastic and just unusual places, and he makes sure kids of all colors get his Black books. And I think that's so important because it kind of, you know, you can tell people, hey, we anti-racial or whatever, but if the kids grow up and never see another kid of color in a book, or on TV, or, you know, like there's this trend now where every other couple is biracial or multiracial, which is cool for some things, but it almost defeats the purpose, because all kids of all races should see a Black man love a Black woman, should see Black families, and should be able to read books like the one you're talking about. So I think that's a really cool idea that you did by making sure it was multinational and multi-ethnic. I think it's going to really be a global success.
Well, thank you. Let me share one anecdote, because basically I'm driving Uber, all right? I do Uber, taxi, and Lyft for my income, and I had a Hispanic couple in the back of the car. They downloaded the free version so that you could read on the internet. Now, this was a woman and her two children. The children were about 10 years old. Their primary language was Spanish. They were able to read the book during the course of our trip. When I asked the child what did they like best, they fully comprehended. A 10-year-old whose primary language was Spanish but speaks English, a 10-year-old fully understood what the story was about, what it was intended, and that was so relevant. So I most definitely agree with you.
Yeah, you know what? I think, so I spent a lot of time doing research, and one of the things I noticed was that 12.5 hours a week African Americans are watching video or streaming at. And they're doing 80% with either the sound down low or with captions. So if you create a video or a book like you did, where if you can't even read the words, but you can understand the flow through the pictures, that makes the book even more successful when it comes time to people hearing it or reading it. So I think what you did by getting, you know, all those different kinds of illustrators was to be able to tell a story in multiple languages without even having the ability to read what happened on there. So, you know, shout out to you. I think that's going to be super great and well received. Do you have plans to put the book into libraries, or where, you know, will people be able to find it in schools?
Well, yes. Part of the thing that we're working on is actually how we're going to promote literacy. Literacy is one of the biggest challenges our society faces. You have a lot of people who may be able to make out a few words and maybe string a few sentences together, but in terms of actual comprehension, I know several adults, all right, who have learning disabilities, learning challenges, or really what just didn't read. So we are looking at libraries. We're looking at diverse organizations. We're focusing primarily on the Black base first. And the reason why we're focusing on that first, all right, is because I believe that if we can focus there, it will be easier for us to have more voices to transition out into the general public. We are on Amazon.
Absolutely.
The general public can reach it. Our book is recommended for everybody. But it's always good to have a base. It's always good to have a point of reference. Some of the writers who will be included in the project down the line most definitely will be women of color. Because this book series is Danielle, the girl from New York, all right? I am not a woman. I can empathize, and the story I wrote was wonderful, and a lot of women can empathize it. But I really want to carry her life, all right, through from the time she was a child to her adulthood. And basically, that will require involving a lot of Black women, a lot of Hispanic women, white women, you know, just the whole culture to get a full voice and flavor. But first, we must start with the core. And the core needs to be for this character. We can always expand and do new characters and storylines and different things. But I think that if you stick with your base, plant your seed and fertile ground and grow out, you'll be able to feed the rest of the world.
I love it. I think what's really great about making her from New York is that there's so many different languages in New York City that are spoken literally every day. You know, I've kind of picked up a little bit of Russian. I think I was just really curious just how many Russians were dumped into New York City. It was really interesting. And I was like, And so it got to the point where I could almost recognize their facial structures, and I'd stop them and I'd say, where are you from? Are you from Russia? No, Ukraine. Okay. Then I started noticing the differences in the languages, and I went to YouTube, and, you know, I just was curious because I always want to be, in New York, you'll get cussed out in seconds. So I'd like to be cussed out and understand that I'm being cussed out. So I try to know a little bit of everybody's language, and I don't know, I've become like I'm really fascinated with the Russians in New York because they're just so disruptive, I guess is the perfect word, because like most New Yorkers have figured out how to get along with people, which is flip on the bird, yell for 2 seconds, and then it's over by the time they reach the end of the block. Like, no one cares anymore. We're all too busy. You don't have time. But Russians hold it on forever and ever, and so they've changed the culture of New York City in some ways. But I do think making her from New York, you're going to get a chance to experience everything, because just about everybody there has some kind of connection to the Latino community. It's almost like impossible to be in New York City and not have that. And it's just a better environment where people have just figured out that we have to get along. Even if it's just for the 5 seconds we're going to know each other, right? Or the subway ride, or until you get off at your stops. I think you're going to find a lot of really interesting things to put in that book. And it's going to be very relational because so many people in New York City go back to Dominican Republic or Puerto Rico or Africa or wherever they're from, you know, on a regular basis. It's just kind of part of it. So that's, I think it's going to be really great. I think you're going to see a lot of success there. Congratulations to you. I think it'll be really successful. So, okay, so you're working on other things. Tell us again the website so people can follow along with what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you. The website is DanielleGFNY.com. You can find us on Amazon. If you have their unlimited, you can read the book for free. I actually carry, because I do drive with Uber, I actually carry hard copies in my car where people can purchase them for $10. But besides Amazon, you can actually find them in Lovingly Books. All right, that's a black book distributor. They actually order the copies through Ingram Spark. Because a lot of times there's people talk about Amazon, all right? But there are a lot of distributors and smallers in the independent community, especially the black community, who could use the support and use the dollars. So book is available through that distributor, most definitely, Loving Me Books. So shout out to them.
Loving Me Books. Okay. So it's
right.
Loving, LOVINGMEBOOKS.
I mean, basically, I found out about them from the AABLC, the African American Literary Book Club, which is done by Troy.
Troy's great. I love working with Troy, and I send people over there all the time because I know he's consistent. I know that, you know, he's that it's a wonderful community, very consistent, very stable, and launches tons of careers, tons of authors. So very excited. If you are a distributor out there, or if you are someone looking to work with black authors, you definitely should be talking to Troy Johnson because he's fantastic, but also he provides a lot of resources like the one you just mentioned to help writers, to encourage writers like yourself to finish it. Maybe one day I might finish my book.
Let me share with you two things. Number one, right, is #ReadingBlack. #ReadingBlack.
Oh.
We really need to promote that.
Okay.
All right. #ReadingBlack. The other thing is that how I am writing, I'm basically borrowing from brother Alexander Dumas, you know, the black brother who wrote The Three Musketeers and wrote The Man Behind the Iron Mask and The Count of Monte Cristo. His family was from Haiti.
Wow.
Basically, Alexander Dumas had those classics originally as series in the actual newspapers. Now, with the various sites that specialize in short stories and webtoons and anime, you can actually just segment your story and just release it in part. And then, one of my favorite things, and I'll shut up with this, one of my favorite things is the anthology. I love anthologies because they give you such a cross-section of authors or stories in a very short period of time. Thank you so much
for those people listening who might not know. No, you're welcome. This is one of the reasons I like to do the interviews, because we get to know, you know, anybody can read a book and anyone can buy a product, but sometimes it's just nice to know the struggle that came with, you know, this book or this product becoming available. There are some people out there who don't really know what an anthology is, and so I want to take this moment, in your words, to tell them, what is an anthology?
An anthology is simply a collection of short stories or authors.
I've read a few, and it is nice. It is nice to be able to it's interesting too how they pull them together, like which ones work with which ones. Every so often there's that story you're like, huh, this didn't fit here. Okay, next and on to next. So it's kind of nice, and it saves you, it gives you like a preview. If a book is like a movie, it gives you kind of like, it's like before the movie you came to watch and they show you the preview. That's to me what it is. It kind of gives you a preview and you can decide, oh, I'd like to know more about this person or how they put their words together. It's always fascinating. So.
Yeah, that's one benefit. But like, say for instance, you have anthologies and collections of poetry. So you have different writers, all right, and you actually collect, you actually get a chance to see their whole poem, which is their complete work. And then you have, say, for instance, there are a lot of anthologies which are actually a collection of Black political thought, and you can actually see what the writers wrote for these particular things. It's all together. It's nice. It's short. You're able to actually not have to study the hours and hours that people like Dr. Ben, Dr. Clark, Dr. John Frank Copeland had to do in order to get an understanding of the struggle, like you said.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, well, I think this has been super fascinating. You've been very educational and enlightening. If there's an author out there who's like me, like, I'd like to finish one day, but feels a little overwhelmed or whatever, what advice would you give them? Because you took some time between, you know, writing the book, getting lost and having to rewrite. What would you say to them? What's the motivational thing you would say to them to try to get them to finish this book?
Most important thing is to speak it. Speak it into existence. One of the things that accelerated the process was I was driving someone from the Associated Press, and I had mentioned to them that I had picked up this project again. And since he was with the Associated Press and everything, I said, uh-oh, I now spoke it into existence. And as soon as I did that, I finished the project in less than a week.
Wow. Yeah, you know, the Associated Press has 15-minute deadlines. They get the story, they have to find people to interview, they have to write it and submit it in 15 minutes. So he probably was like, a week is a long time, bro. But yeah, that's super cool. I think that, I'm just blown away that you were able to finish after all that, or even just recreate it, because I think a lot of people have lost stuff through hurricanes or fires or divorce or whatever happened, and they've lost stuff. So the thought of recreation, I don't think has ever passed my thoughts, but it may have passed somebody else's thoughts. So you might have just sparked an entire generation of writers just with this little one interview. So I want to thank you for giving those nuggets to us. All right, you guys, I'm DC Livers. This is the beginning of Black Author Week. I hope you guys take a moment to visit some Black-owned bookstores. Several of them have told me that they are sold out of books. So new authors, please reach out to as many Black-owned bookstores as you can find so that they can replenish their stock with your stuff. And don't forget about the American Library Association. They are the buying arm for 10,000 libraries across the United States. And they usually buy one to sometimes multiple copies of each title, as well as the digital rights, so people can go on their websites and, you know, do what you're talking about with Amazon, check out books and things like that online. So don't forget all the opportunities that you have as an author. And is it okay if they reach out to you, Clarence? Is it okay if they, you know, need a little more motivation? Is it okay if they reach out to you?
Sister Livers, I answer all calls. Sometimes it may take me a moment to get back, but anyone can reach out to me at 973-943-4073. I want to thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.
I appreciate you. I think it's wonderful. So congratulations for Black Press Radio. I'm DC Livers. Thank you for supporting authors and, most importantly, for supporting Black authors.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Idris Elba, and you're listening to Black Press Radio. Nice.
You are listening to Hood Woos Apply Podcast.
on the next episode of Hood Rules Apply Podcast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gwinetta Wright, host and executive producer of Gwen's Business Corner with Deontay B, and you're watching Black Press Radio.
Want to be featured on Hood Rules Apply Podcast? Call 646-450-4249. To advertise on Hood Rules Apply Podcast, call 646-450-4249 or email blackpress@gmail.com. Want your products featured on Hood Rules Apply Podcast? Email us info about your company and your budget. Rep your hood. Call 646-450-5259 now to leave your shout-outs to be included on the show. Subscribe to Hood Rules Apply Podcast on YouTube.